Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. If you missed the first part of the show, don't worry. You can access the entirety of our show on our podcast at KXORadio.com. Again, that is KXORadio.com. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Indeed. And if you ever want to call us or contact us or ask any questions for us or our guests, we get their email. You can tell us at wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. Yes, I have that memorized.
Wow.
Welcome back. This is the final week of Alcohol and Drug Substance Use Recovery Month Awareness, and we've done a bunch of shows on that, so back to the podcast if you want to learn more about this, but we're really honored today to be joined by author, columnist, magazine writer,
New York bestseller,
Maya Solovitz, and her topic today, what we're talking about, is her book that is available at Amazon and all other good places that sell books, Unbroken Brain, A Revolutionary New Way of Understanding Addiction. Welcome back, Maya.
Oh, thank you so much.
So I got a kickoff question. It occurs to me if you understand addiction, and we were talking in the previous segment as kind of a developmental thing that has a window of opportunity and certain types of environmental and genetic and personal constructs that make it more or less likely to occur. Does society, does our culture bear some responsibility in terms of what it does and what it's kind of considered to be normal now in terms of making a more addictive society? In other words, does consumerism play a role?
I totally think consumerism plays a role. Obviously, it's not the only factor, but if you make people feel constantly insecure and unhappy and you have a highly unequal society, then they will oftentimes turn to substances for relief. And so that is absolutely part of the problem.
How about other factors? The education system, does it have a role in recognizing how the circumstances of addiction work and then either helping support people who may be going through that or maybe not putting them in positions where they feel the distress or the pain?
Well, absolutely. There's research showing that the more people feel close and connected to their school, the less likely they are to do drugs. And schools that promote a caring community, that work to reduce bullying, that provide psychologically healthy activities for kids to do, all of this helps reduce the risk that they will experiment, and it also reduces the risk that those who do experiment anyway will become addicted.
That would mean also like eliminating expulsions or getting rid of the suspensions?
Yeah, I mean, expelling or suspending kids never made any sense to me. It's like these kids are acting out and rebelling against school, so you're going to like throw them out of school? Like, they don't want to be in class, and so you're going to be like, okay, great, you don't have to be, it just makes no sense. And what you're doing when you do that is you're expelling the problem from the educational system and often just putting the child into the criminal justice system, which does harm all around.
Which is that school to prison pipeline.
Exactly. And so, obviously if a kid is repeatedly being violent or doing other things that are harmful to the school community, that's another issue. But a kid who, smokes a joint or who mouths off to the teacher or the other usual silly things that kids will do, expelling them from their community or cutting off avenues of healthy activity, like taking kids out of sports and extracurricular activities if they take drugs, so that gives them more time to take drugs. This is not a good plan.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.